When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. That's right. But it's scary fly jams. Yeah! Spooky fly jams for Halloween. Get them going. And we got a bunch to play here. So Fly Jams Friday, the scary edition, coming up after the news, which is next.
Cool. Max and relax.
Around the house, what a knock, and a voice, yo, can have them come out. Now I don't mind being a friend and showing a little bit of flavor. But Wednesday, Bugsley, Gomez, Fester, man, them some strange neighbors. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they celebrate. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they celebrate.
Yeah. There's our first spooky fly jam of the morning. Yeah! It's spooky fly jams. This is the last Friday Fly Jam Friday before Halloween, and every year we do the spooky version, and we want to hear from you if you have any fly jams that are spooky and scary and Halloween-like. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You get your requests in with DJ Shagru. I'm Wiki Wiki Dicky, verified double V, Viggity Viggity Vic, running around. Esmeralda's the Heart Melda, off someplace being a Heart Melda. And it's scary, spooky Halloween fly jams. 312-981-7200. That is the phone number. And there are a lot of spooky fly jams, as we've discovered over the years, Dan.
Yes, it seems to be a perfect melding of two genres.
Yeah. Fly and scare. let's see.
It's funny because sometimes people fly when they get scared.
That's exactly right. Or they're scared when they fly, which is the case.
It's like peanut butter and jelly, man. It just writes itself.
All right. Let's see. Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you know, that diaper guy? I'm wondering if the motorcycle rider had any skid marks.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second.
All right.
Yeah, well, I can't believe the rider didn't throw that in there. That would have been...
I will credit a texter as well who pointed out to me, he's like, was it coincidence, Dan, that you made number two the diaper story?
I didn't even think of it. Number two.
Yep.
You see, our listeners are all over it, man. They're all over it. All right, go ahead, Harold. What do you want to hear?
Unfortunately, anyway. It's a band called the Jelly Bodies, and it is Peter Cushing lives in Winstable.
All right. I was not aware that there was a Peter Cushing song.
I have actually three of them.
There's three Peter Cushing songs?
I have three. There's probably hundreds, but I have three.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't aware of that. I'll have to look that up. All right, Harold. Thanks, buddy. Wasn't even aware of that. Harold turned us on to a Peter Cushing song. I don't know if you people know this. I like Peter Cushing a little bit. Hey, by the way, is it the anniversary of when the sound went out on the morning news? Because they're showing the clips of them.
It might be.
Robin Baumgarten is now holding up a sign that says "This place blows." So, new control room, same progress. So, Larry and Robin are. I guess it's got to be the anniversary. Yeah, that was unbelievably funny.
That was fantastic.
Yes.
Speaking of fantastic, Eddie Volkman texted this in. The disposable diaper guy probably got pampered in prison.
Oh, come on now. What do we do? What do we
do? All right. All right.
This is just going to go on till the end of the show, right? I mean, this is just people are just going to.
We got like 2.5 segments out of the shreddies. So.
Oh my god! Yeah. All right. Well, let's see how many more diaper puns we can make before the end. Oh boy! All right. Well, here's one from Houdini, and I just want to mention this. We used to do this bit on my show years ago, where we would play voicemails. We would throw the voicemail number out. This was a really stupid bit that we did, and we made a big mistake because it would fill up our voicemail. People would call up and leave wacky voicemails, and we would play them back. And we would have a guy that would call up and leave a message on the voicemail. It was all wacky voicemails, listener voicemails that we would play back. That was the segment. And they just kept getting wackier and wackier until we were like, okay, we're done with this. But one guy would call up pretty regularly and sing this song a cappella, scream it into the phone. Let's Houdini.
All kinds of colors running through their head, and you can just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life that might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
It would just be this guy going, the freaks come out at night, freaks come out at night. He wouldn't know any of the other lyrics. He would just scream the freaks come out at night over and over and over again until his time limit was up on the voicemail. And I don't know what the time limit was on our voicemail, but it was
about 2:05, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Freaks come out at night. Speaking of Houdini, we got a twofer of Houdini.
We do have a twofer of Houdini.
Oh boy.
And spinning on the turntables back to back, there's no other than my main man, Wolfman Jack, the MC of the night, rapping to the tune. What's the creature from the Black Lagoon? There's a sign on the door that can't be missed. Please enter, but at your own risk. Some people have been reported going in the haunted house, but never again seen coming out. They ask me if it's true, I'll leave it up to you. Here's an invite, I hope I see you tonight.
These, by the way, have been requested by listeners who knew that the scary, spooky Halloween edition of Fly Jams Friday was coming. And so that's Houdini. By the way, for those of you who don't know, he spells it Houdini, as in who? Dini? Haunted House of Rock was that one.
Further updates, 815, it's not the anniversary. Apparently, the sound went out again yesterday.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Another 815 texter, these diaper jokes are all wet.
Oh, man, hold it now.
All right. All right, all right.
Jeez.
219, that diapers guy found himself in a crappy position.
Hold on a minute.
All right.
I hope my dad's taking notes.
I know. By the way, for people who woke up after 4:30, the Ubik dummy this week was a guy who was dumping his grandkids' diapers along the highway.
Right.
For a year.
For a year in New Jersey along the highway, and a motorcyclist ran through one of the soiled diapers and crashed, and his bike was totaled.
630, I guess while he's in there, it all depends on the day and what he's going to do.
All right.
It all depends. See, depends. It all depends on the day. See? Depends.
What he's going to do.
What he's going to... Oh, I didn't even do. What he's going to do. Depends and do. He got two of them in there. Two bad poo diaper puns in one joke. That's quite an accomplishment.
Best listeners ever.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, here's a classic one. This is a classic spooky fly jam, one-hit wonder. And I'll just say this, nepotism was involved.
Right.
So for those of you who don't know, that's Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me. And the only reason that song was a hit was because anything that Michael Jackson was on in 1983 became a monster hit. And the only reason that that guy released any records is because he's Berry Gordy's son, who, if you don't know, runs Motown. So that's why Rockwell has had a hit song, and that's why he was able to get a name like Michael Jackson to sing the verses on his song. One more before we break?
A couple more texts.
Oh, a couple more texts.
847, I'm curious if the biker had Depends patches on his jacket or maybe Huggies.
All right.
630, the real reason that motorcycle wrecked is because it had crappy tires.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That diaper story sounds like it's fake to me. I think it's a load of crap.
All right.
Wow, we just opened up the floodgates on that one, didn't we? All right, you want to hit another one before we take a break and do the Express? This is a legendary song, the one and only, the man who has 46 kids or something like that and 27 grandchildren. Here he is.
No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you.
Oh, man. There it is. Screaming Jay Hawkins. You can't do the annual spooky version of Fly Jams Friday and absolutely, and you can't not play that one. So, all right, let's take a break for the weather, and then we'll take a break with some commercials, and we'll have the Blackhawks Express from a very cool game from last night, and then we'll wrap up Fly Jams Friday Scary Edition. 312-981-7200. Okay.
Hang on, that's not queued up to the right spot.
That's the beginning.
That is the beginning.
Yeah. You know, it was really weird to see that in 3D in IMAX before the house with the clock in its walls, to see the full Thriller video. Oh, Dean gave the submarine movie a B! Everything's coming up roses for the submarine movie.
Yeah. All right, take two.
All right. There it is, man. That's right. Michael Jackson and Thriller. That's another one that you can't do the Fly Jams spooky version without playing Thriller. Let's see. Oh, here's another classic. This is Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff. We get this one every year, too. What's happening?
Am I up on your board?
Yeah. There it is.
We saw Elm Street, and man, it was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, and it stopped at 12:30.
How about that? That's Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff with Nightmare on My Street. And Robert Englund does make an appearance on that song. So, Elton John is this weekend. Tonight and tomorrow. Do you think Elton Jim is going? You got any idea? I think maybe. Oh, we got more texts from our comedy groups out there. 815 area code said, this is about that, the diaper story, which is the dummy of the week. The judge says, you're in big trouble.
All right.
Joey O says, I loves me diaper, some diaper jokes.
All right.
Does it say anything that 2 days ago we did a half an hour on farting and now we're doing 20 minutes on diaper soiled diapers?
That we're consistent.
Hey, 847 area code. Say, hey, talk about your crappy situation.
All right.
608 area code says the TV report on that story probably read, there's been a rash of diaper dumpings.
All right.
And Lou says, I heard the diaper guy only dumped the bags on the turd of every month.
All right.
All right. That's a good one. That's also, by the way, that could be a Hawks reference too. So nice job. All right. One more before we get out of here. The classic, the legendary.
They did the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
They did the Mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the Mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun.
Yeah.
The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son.
Ah, yes.
The scene was rocking.
So it was Dracula and his son, or was it the Wolfman's son? I've always been confused about that. Let's call Boris, pick it up right now, and have him explain. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Happy Halloween! We'll do our actual Halloween spooktacular Wednesday morning. We got a whole bunch of great stuff planned and Halloween activities, and there you go. We'll be back on Monday morning with all the movie reviews, and Jim Laskowski in for Eric Childress, and my dad will call in and tell a joke. So there you go. News is up next.